Joe Thomas.
Hey lady, it's Scott with RDI. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Living the dream. It's
Not a
Monday, right?
dream.
It's Monday the
I don't know.
28th.
It's hotter than blue blazes here, and the humidity's just as
Oh,
high.
you just keep that there. We had that yesterday, and
Yeah.
the whole head is sunburned.
Oh. Well,
I do it once a
you
year
always.
because I'm not that bright.
Yeah, once a year. Now you're ready for it, right?
Well, this time next week we will be landing in Barcelona, Spain, where it's going to be 100 degrees for 10 days. So
Oh
I need
wow.
to get ready for it.
I had people in this morning, they were leaving on a cruise or a vacation, and they're going to Oslo and then Iceland. And I said, "Oh, it sounds so exciting." She said, "We are ready." But they said last year they took a cruise down the they went to Amsterdam and on Viking, you know, the river
Yeah,
cruise like type of
yes.
thing, you know. And she said it was like 15 days. She said they got their baggage there, they took it there, they unloaded it, unpacked it, and we didn't do a thing after that. And they said it was
Oh,
fantastic.
I don't have that, but we're
Yeah.
good.
So that'd be great. And I'm going just to Gatlinburg next week in for 4 days. So wow, that's my vacation.
Anywhere to get out of, honey, I haven't had a vacation in 10 years. So
Oh,
last vacation we
really?
had was 10 years ago. I went to be with my friend Cameron that works here. He was living in Hawaii.
Oh
So
yeah.
I went to be in his wedding and we were there for 11 days. And now he lives in Key West now.
Oh.
So he is meeting us in Spain and we're gonna run with the bulls for his 40th birthday.
Oh wow. That
So
sounds exciting.
We'll see. Everything I've been through the last 2 years now, I'm probably gonna get gored. I'll be dead. It'll be all right. She'll bring home my ashes. I'm like, just put
I'll
it on the
mourn
credit
you.
card,
How's
honey. Yeah,
that?
put it on the credit card, honey. Bring my
Yeah.
ashes home. Put it on the credit. It'll be fine.
Well, I certainly hope you have a good time. And I think Luke is, I'm in the front, so I think I can see that he's not doing anything. I'll yell at him, okay?
Oh, thanks, honey. I appreciate
Okay.
it.
Bye-bye.
You tell me what's going on with you.
Fucking working.
Yeah, today I did not want to come to work today.
I don't want to go to work any day, to tell you the
No.
truth.
Today was a little harder. I don't know. I'll probably get harder as the week goes on because I'm going to be off, but it's like.
Well, I didn't want to be here last night, 2 o'clock in the morning, but I
Oh.
still was.
Jeez. What were you working on?
Just fucking fixing shit, sizing rings and fucking swapped a head, fixed a chain, fixed a bracelet.
Right, so just the general stuff.
Yep.
All right, good. Were you making any money out of any of that stuff?
Yep.
I guess that makes got to make it feel a little bit better, right?
Pulled in enough last night, 3 hours, that I could pay for myself for damn near the entire week.
In 3 hours.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that, bud. You're gonna be tired today, but you paid yourself for the whole week, so now you just keep pushing.
Take tonight off and come in tomorrow.
All right, good. Well, I'm just checking in, make sure everything there is good, see if there was anything you needed, see what's going on.
Everything's still pretty normal.
All right.
Still kicking and didn't ever hear from my Blue Diamond guy.
I ain't worried about it. We'll ship it back with the rest of the stuff. If it doesn't sell, it ain't a big deal. All right, you sound out of it, bro. Everything okay?
Tired and occupied.
All right, I'll let you get back at it. You need me, you know where I am.
Trying to size another 8 fucking rings today.
used to have a minion for that.
Oh. Still wish I did.
Oh, you need to get your middle daughter in there and get her working, man. I have a feeling that's going to be your grace right there. All right, man, I'll let you go. Get back at it. You're definitely preoccupied. I'll catch up with you later. You need me, know I'm around.
When are you leaving?
Next Sunday. I'm here all week, dude. Next Sunday.
Okay.
Why, what you got?
I was just making sure I'd get everything squared away before you fucking left.
Oh, I ain't worried about nothing at this point. I am not going to look at my work emails the whole time I'm gone. Emily's going to take care of my stuff. I trust her. Life is good.
Oh, boy.
You know, I need this more than anybody realizes, even my wife realizes. Last 2 years of me have been shitty.
The only thing wrong with this situation is that I'm not going with you.
Dude, you got a passport?
No.
Oh, damn. I was going to say, I'll leave her ass home.
I don't ever fucking get to go anywhere. Are you kidding me?
I know. We just did ours last summer, so we go to Florida because neither one of us had the new licenses. And we didn't get to go to Florida because she screwed up her passport and it took an extra 3 weeks. So, yeah.
Well, I never get to leave the fucking country.
You know, I ain't been out of the country in 2018 years. So, this would be interesting. And that was the work trip. The last three times I was out of the country were all work trips. It was never for me.
Well.
So. But, all right. Go do your thing. I'll catch up with you either later today or tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, brother. Wake up. Get some coffee. Do something.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I feel that too. 12:20 already. Holy crap. All right, I'm out. I'm out. I will catch up with you.
Okay.
All right, see you. Yeah, bye.